iResearch charity Fight for Sight is highlighting the importance of investing in research to find ways of preventing and treating glaucoma, the world's leading cause of irreversible blindness. In the UK, it currently affects 1 in 50 people over the age of 40, and that increases to 1 in 20 in those over the age of 65. It causes damage to the optic nerve, which can lead to permanent sight loss. With funding from Fight for Sight, researchers at University of Cambridge and the UCL Institute of Ophthalmology are investigating new stem cell treatments which could protect the optic nerve from damage. It could be potentially restore sight or even repair damage. Now, to tell us a bit more about the research, we have Professor Keith Martin. Keith, thank you very much for speaking with us. Now, just a little general piece I was talking about there with glaucoma, but what actually is glaucoma itself and what effect does it have on the eye and the optic nerve?
Well, glaucoma is a condition which is sometimes called the sneak thief of sight. And the reason it's called that is that a lot of people with glaucoma, even when it's quite severe, don't know that they have the condition. So it comes on very slowly, and it takes away the peripheral part of the vision first. So the central vision is usually left intact until very late in the disease. And this means that you can lose a lot of vision due to glaucoma before you actually know that you have the condition. And so it's a very common cause of blindness. And throughout the world, actually, it's still, as you said in your introduction, the second leading cause of blindness worldwide. So it's a real problem for patients. Losing the peripheral vision has a real impact on their daily life. And it's a difficult condition to treat.
Now, the condition itself, is this something which can be picked up through routine eye checks even in its early stage?
Yes, that's a very important point, because glaucoma, in for a lot of people, is actually a condition which therapies can help, but you have to get it before you've lost a lot of damage, because the key thing is that anything you lose with current technology and current treatments, you don't get back again. And so what's very important is that this is picked up at an early stage. And half of the people who have glaucoma walking around in the UK today don't actually know that they have the condition. So it's important, particularly in those that have an affected family member, to get checked by their optician. And there's a simple set of tests that can be done to diagnose the condition. It can be done by any high street optician. And all it requires is someone to look at the eye carefully, to measure the pressure in the eye, and to perform a simple test where you are asked whether or not you can see some little flashes of light. And those three simple tests can tell you pretty reliably whether or not you have the condition. But it's very important that people actually have those tests.
Is this a genetic condition then?
Well, in some people it is, and it runs in families. So if you have an affected family member, your risk is somewhere between 3 and 10 times higher of having glaucoma. So it doesn't mean you definitely will if you have affected relatives, but you're at higher risk. There are some sorts of glaucoma that run very, very strongly in families, but for most glaucoma, there's just a bit of an increased risk in when you have an affected family member.
So tell us about the research which you've been conducting with the help from Fight for Sight.
Well, Fight for Sight have been helping us with a funding for a project which is looking at the use of stem cells to treat glaucoma. Now, there are huge advances going on in the field of stem cell biology and medicine at the moment, and there are real advances being made in the treatment of a number of different conditions, and we're trying to apply some of those techniques to treat glaucoma. And we've had some very exciting results in animals with glaucoma so far, because what we've found is that when we take stem cells from the bone marrow, that's the lining of the inside of bones, and we can also potentially do this from the blood. When we take these stem cells and we put them into eyes with glaucoma, we find that this treatment greatly reduces the amount of glaucoma damage. So the death of the cells that connect the eye to the brain is greatly reduced, and this is a very strong protective effect.